It has been said that disasters are relationship accelerators. More marriages, more babies, but sometimes more divorces, too. Those of us hunkering down with other people probably already had some sort of relationship with them. Some of us, though, are sheltering with practical strangers. As part of their Hunker Down Diary series, Radio Diaries brings us the story of Gali Baeri and Joshua Bolivar. She is 37, works as an executive assistant. He is 42 and does visual effects for movies. They met at a dance class back in March when the city was preparing to lock down. They decided to quarantine together after their first date.
Check 1, 2.
So that's recording? Okay.
We are currently at my house in Astoria, Queens, New York City.
Which is now kind of my apartment.
And both of us kind of thought it was the other one that suggested it.
Yeah, like who suggested that we quarantine together?
Yeah. We just kind of stumbled into it.
And I have not been to my place in 7 weeks. Yeah, my friends were just really surprised. And all of a sudden, I'm living with you. What? Who is this person?
You're a vegetarian. I'm a meat eater. I like earlier mornings. You're more of a night person. So that's been a little push and pull that we've been trying to navigate. I've been to online Seder with your family. You've met my family multiple times over the video chat.
And I remember having fears like, is it too soon for me to meet the family? And you start laughing. Like, come on, what's too soon? We already live together.
Yeah. The regular patterns don't really apply to us anymore. It's just been such a joyful experience. And I was like, well, how long is this going to last? You know, I mean, at some point, we're going to get bored and that, or something. The honeymoon period will be over. You know, and it had to happen in such a dramatic fashion, you know.
Yeah.
So talk about that day.
Yeah, so we've been quarantining here together for a little over 3 weeks. And then realized my birthday would be happening in quarantine. So, oh yeah, we went shopping.
And I was like, let me just go to the store. Better, safer if just one of us goes. And you pulled your birthday card and been like, no, I want to just go and look and there's going to be things. And then we're in the store and wait, should I get this ice cream or these other ice creams? And I was like, I don't care. Just get all of them. Just get 3 of them. We need to get out of here. Let's get back home where it's safe.
Yeah.
And that was, based on timing, would have been your exposure night.
Yeah, that was probably the night I got exposed. And on that Saturday, April 11th, I started feeling really cold. I was shivering and started giving me layers and your warmest hoodie. And then we thought, okay, let's check the temperature.
You knew you had a fever. Yeah. You were scared to take your temperature.
Yeah, I could feel it. The next day, it was getting 102, 103, it hit 104. That's when I first called a nurse hotline. And she said, if the fever gets to 104, you have to go to the ER. That's when I really felt the fear hit. I was like, oh, I do not want to go to a hospital right now. Thankfully, we were able to keep my fever down and not have to go to the hospital. But at that point, I couldn't do anything. I had no energy.
You know, it kind of got real, really fast. Yeah, and we started to generate, you know, worst case scenario kind of lists.
Like, do I have a DNR?
You didn't like that question so much, did you?
No, I didn't want to think about me getting to a point where I couldn't speak my needs and that you would have to take over that. Like, I totally trusted you to.
Trusting a practical stranger with your health and well-being.
So it was about 5 days in to having that fever. I remember it was getting lower and I finally felt like I had a little more energy. So that night was my first shower. I washed my hair. It felt amazing.
Yeah, you were pretty stinky.
Yeah. And so I got out of the shower. It was late. And you had made the bed. You put fresh sheets on the bed. Fell asleep, and that night my fever broke.
I found myself like in moments afraid of what would happen at the end of quarantine, not wanting it to end. Yeah, I guess I've been curious about if you have any thoughts around it.
This cocoon of time has felt like such a gift. It also feels like living in a fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if this goes on indefinitely or there's no like clear end to quarantine, then we have to decide what we're doing.
And like, yeah, I just assume one day you're going to be like, okay, I'm going home. And I'll be like, okay, bye. Maybe outside of the constructs of this bubble that we've been in, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, I have fear around walking out that door.
That is Gali Ba'eri and Joshua Bolivar in Astoria, Queens. It is day 71 of their quarantine, and Gali has yet to go home. Their story is part of the Radio Diaries series, Hunker Down Diaries. You can find all the stories on the Radio Diaries podcast.